Today's show is brought to you by NFTCryptoCourse.com. Are you new to NFTs and cryptocurrency? Are you looking for a course that will give you the basics? You want to start from the beginning. You need to know what is the blockchain? What is an NFT? You need things spelled out in black and white so you can look at it in front of you, study it, and learn it. Well, if that's the kind of support you need, head on over to NFTCryptoCourse.com where you can get step-by-steps, you can get worksheets, you can get ebooks, you can get guides. You can get the kind of NFT basic education resources that you need. That's right. At NFTCryptoCourse.com, there's a mini course and a full course to give you the kind of support that you need. Head on over to NFTCryptoCourse.com and get started. And now for the show. Hey there, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to the very first episode of the NAT Art official podcast. I'm going to call it NFTAO moving forward. My name is Easton and I'm the host of the show. And the reason that I created the NFTAO podcast is because, like many of you, I'm an NFT and cryptocurrency enthusiast, but I also wanted a place where people could get both education and news in a way that you could tell your grandparents or explain to mom and dad, right? If I could explain to 60-year-old father what cryptocurrency is and how to invest, and my friends who are interested in investing and love art or are just curious, I wanted to create a space where they could get it. And also where you could listen in the car or in the shower or wherever and go about your day. Let me do all the heavy lifting. So to start, let's get some terminology down. And by the way, if you need to see something put together, guess what? I've created a course, NFTCryptoCourse.com. You can head over. I even have a worksheet. Yeah, handout and quizzes, the whole nine. So all of the things that we talk about here, minus the news, which on the website, my little digital elves are spinning straw into digital gold as we speak. But I'm as much a visual person as I am an auditory person. So you can head on over to NFTCryptoCourse.com and dive right in. And of course, that address, in case you're driving or running, will be in the show notes. Yeah, I'm busy too. So first things first, if I were explaining to my dad what an NFT is and how the blockchain works, what example would I give? Well, and if you've seen this on YouTube, because I did make this into a video, or TikTok, this is my quick example again. If you buy a new Mercedes, that Mercedes is made in a factory. And when that Mercedes rolls off the factory line, the assembly line, it is given a vehicle identification number. And that vehicle identification number makes your black Mercedes different than any of the other 50 black Mercedes that came off the assembly line that day, right? And when you're shopping and you walk outside into the mall parking lot and there are five black Mercedes there and you want to know which one is yours, well, the way that we can tell the difference, right, if there are no subtle differences, is your car has that VIN number, the vehicle identification number. That makes your car unique. Now, when it comes to registering your car after you purchase it, right, you register it with the Department of Motor Vehicles. That would be the equivalent of minting an NFT. When you make an NFT, you mint it onto the blockchain. And in this example, the car's your NFT. That VIN number we can think of as the thing that makes it unique. And then registering it is minting it. And that's what we would do with the DMV. And the DMV database is what we would consider the blockchain. If the DMV database was public, because the blockchain is public, then they'd be the same thing. Really easy, right? Now, a lot of people get confused because they're like, well, I thought NFTs were only these digital photos. Well, yeah, they are those digital photos or GIFs or videos, but an NFT can be anything. In fact, Willie Mays recently released an NFT set from collectible items from things that were very early in his career. Tom Brady has also released an NFT set of some things, collectible items that were also things from very early in his career as well. I don't know, let's say memorabilia, t-shirts, baseball, etc. But the reason that these things are NFTs, these IRL real life items, is because right now they've been officially registered on the blockchain, right? So there's a whole Ethereum address that goes along with this real life purchase. Now, on the opposite side, how does it work with those digital photos or videos that you're seeing? It's the exact same thing. When someone creates a group of this art, they take them all together and they register them individually on the blockchain. Now, we'll talk about the different ways that people are doing this. It basically breaks down this way. People are taking their art and they are registering it on the Ethereum blockchain. It's very expensive to mint. So people are doing it on comparable networks. Solana's good. Polygon's good. Now, we'll also talk about NFT marketplaces. Where can you buy this stuff? And what is this thing called the metaverse? We'll talk about that too. But I think today, the most important thing for you to understand as a newbie is that an NFT can be anything. Anything. Your house can be an NFT. It is really digital proof of ownership. So in 100 years, someone will know that you bought an NFT, and that I digitally signed it. I registered it on the Ethereum blockchain. It's in your Ethereum wallet or your great-grandson's Ethereum wallet, and it's official. I minted it on today. I registered it on today. You made the purchase. We can see the purchase on the blockchain. You purchased it from me, and you've kept it all those years, and there are the official numbers. Yeah. Minting is registering, and the blockchain is a database. And when people talk about blockchain businesses, blockchain games, they're really just talking about the technology. Yeah. But if you're really overwhelmed with the amount of information and you want to learn more about NFTs and the world of cryptocurrency in a digestible way that's not going to make you say, man, I'm just not getting this and I don't want to lose out, keep listening to this show. That's what I'm here for. All right. Now let's dive into some crypto news. And by the way, again, if you need some support, go on over to nftcryptocourse.com and pick up the one sheeter. There's also a little mini course. I want to make sure that we support you as you dive right in. I had a very funny experience. You know, I have worked in tech. And I'm not behind, you know, I'm an early adopter. And I realized in working on this project that, you know, the young kids are always going to dive in, right? These young 22-year-old kids, the ones that have dived in already, and they are making tons of money from NFTs, and they're explaining, and they've got the cool videos that whiz around, and with the, you know, the awesome transitions. And I thought, ugh, I get it, but man, explaining that to some of my friends, they're like, what in the entire hell is going on? I said, don't you worry. Your big mouth friend is going to explain. You may have also heard about folks like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, the guy that says fuck a lot. I love Gary V, but he always says fuck so much. And I'm like, ugh. But yeah, in a lot of these NFT stories that you see, which drives all of this energy, they're like, Gary Vaynerchuk just made $91 million selling NFTs. Well, Gary Vaynerchuk is a huge marketer and he's got a whole team behind him. So they have awareness. They have step-by-step processes. And so, yeah, he's made all of that money, but I think, as he said in the article that I saw, that 40 million of that, or almost 50 million of that, came from transaction fees from people who launched on his platform, bought and sold things on his platform. And then the rest from people, you know, fanboying, right? He's got a built-in community already, buying Gary V NFTs. And so people who listen to Gary Vaynerchuk and see him as a marketing guru and influencer, which he very much is in his own right, are diving in and supporting his platform. I say all this to say, turn on the blinders when you see things like that. Because knowing that Gary V made $91 million isn't going to help you as an investor, other than knowing that there are a large number of people who trust that Gary Vaynerchuk is leading them in the right direction. If you want to buy and sell NFTs, if you want to get into the world of NFTs, start with the basic information. Educate yourself first so that you can dive in and make great decisions so that one day you can be a Gary V or make some money. Now, when it comes to cryptocurrency as well, right? Because cryptocurrency and NFTs are married. If you don't know how to purchase cryptocurrency, don't you worry. I've already outlined the step-by-step over on the website to help you out. And I know that a lot of people, you may be asking, instantly, well, before I buy this, is it safe? Here's how I self-assessed whether or not this was safe, right? Because, you know, younger people can take a lot more risk. And I know that a lot of older people that I've seen that don't really understand the technology yet, it almost feels like when the internet launched, I was a kid and I remember people saying, don't use your credit card on the internet. They're going to steal it. And it almost feels like that, like Luddites hating change in technology. No, I firmly believe that cryptocurrency isn't going anywhere, right? We're entering a new world, a new phase of technology. And I also believe that visual digital art that is minted and registered is not going anywhere as well. And that it would benefit anyone who sees themselves as a consumer, investor, or creator to learn about what's happening. So, yeah. And a part of learning about what's happening for me was learning who the major players were, like Coinbase, like Crypto.com, who recently bought the naming rights to the Staples Center, or what was formerly the Staples Center here in Los Angeles, where the LA Lakers and the Clippers currently play, and the LA Kings. Those purchases told me, well, that purchase in particular, the naming rights told me it's not going anywhere. I think they said that that was one of the largest naming rights transactions in history. They spent a lot of money for the naming rights to the what was formerly the Staples Center. So with naming rights to stadiums, we also have Coinbase, which has been around since 2010, and they're now on the New York Stock Exchange, right? They're a publicly traded company. And Congress, in their hearings this year, they were very curious about regulation. And when the five big cryptocurrency CEOs appeared before Congress and spoke about how to regulate the industry, I know, listening to CEOs talk about how to regulate themselves, great job, social media. I think the big difference is that there's money involved here from consumers, and so they are trying to educate policymakers in a way that doesn't stifle the growth of the industry. And I think that makes sense. Now, as a consumer, knowing that institutional banks are investing in crypto, right? PayPal, Square, Elon Musk's company bought Bitcoin. And is it Chile or El Salvador? Maybe it's El Salvador. He wants to make that the official currency of the nation. We'll see. But as we've seen, big institutional investors buy in, and the companies that exchange fiat currency, right, cash, in exchange for cryptocurrency, go public and become more mainstream. That said, it was okay to me. Now, I will also say this as we continue on into this podcast, that crypto is not without its hiccups. You know, when it comes to wallets and new users being aware of how to create a wallet, what it means to purchase from an institutional exchange, you know, what it means to purchase from one of these big exchanges like a Robinhood or Coinbase or KuCoin or Voyager or Gemini, that you're purchasing a portion of cryptocurrency that they have. It's not yours. What is it? No keys, no coins. And we'll talk about that too. But I think the biggest and most important lesson today, as we head further into 2022, is that NFTs and cryptocurrency aren't going anywhere, and that educating yourself in the best way possible so that you can be a part of this growth, which, let me say this. Here's what I like about NFTs and cryptocurrency. For so long, for so many people, there is a huge barrier to entry with growth. Now, obviously, with these platforms, I'll say this, with these platforms and purchases, there's risk, high risk. But it has allowed people who have been smart to grow and grow fast and to make money. And I can't think of a single cryptocurrency investment that I've made. And this isn't financial advice. This is just me telling you my experience. But I can't think of a single cryptocurrency that I invested in a year ago that's even close to where it was. There's just so much growth right now that rather than leaving money sitting in your checking account, there's just so much growth right now. It's really created a lot of opportunity for folks who may not have otherwise had that opportunity traditionally. So, yeah. I want to also talk about all these stories that you've heard with kids who are 12 years old or 16 years old or 23. 23-year-old's not a kid, but young. I want to talk about these stories where we've heard of young people, you know, 16, 17, even 22, that have created NFT projects and sold for millions. If you're an artist and you've seen those projects, here's what I want you to be aware of when you see them. There's so much NFT hype right now because it has done well. And, you know, everyone from Martha Stewart to Snoop Dogg to Mariah Carey have launched NFT projects. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, all these folks have launched NFTs. And because there's so much hype, I think it's also really easy to see it as a, hey, I could do that tomorrow. Let me tell you, a lot of these young kids who launch these NFT projects that have sold millions have relatives that are either marketers or folks who are in the game already. So they already know where to promote the NFTs. They already know how to build the hype, how to build the community to launch these projects and sell millions so quickly. So if you're an artist, don't be disaffected by seeing that, like, hey, I've launched my project and it's not selling. If you're an artist, I would think of this as being in the long game. If you're in the long game and you're a great artist, this is going to work out for you, in part because while it may seem like a foreign language at this point, once we learn the nuances, right, kind of like we did with social media and people who are consistent and build their communities, and that's what's happened so far, right? People have built communities and they've been consistent in their promotion where they are, right? And they're working with experts, people who know what they're doing. These projects have sold. And I think and believe, as an art lover myself, that there is a utility in our everyday lives for NFT art. You know, I love going to a gallery and buying a piece. I've always loved that. And rather than just having the artist's signature and one out of 1,000 at the bottom, how amazing would it be if I bought that print or bought that piece, that watercolor or that oil on canvas, and it was an NFT? That's exciting. So if you're an artist, again, I'll say, there is a method to the madness and there is so much potential, and don't be dismayed by the artwork that you think that is selling for millions that may not reflect the style of art that you currently do. Today in the news, according to a survey from CNBC Millionaire, which surveyed millennials who had at least $1 million in investable assets, 53% of millionaire millennials have half of their wealth in cryptocurrency. And a third of the surveyed millennials had at least 75% of their wealth in crypto. No surprise here. 48% said that they would continue adding to their bag in 2022, while only 6% said they would reduce their position. Only 4% of baby boomers and 25% of Generation Xers surveyed hold crypto assets. 45% of millennial millionaires and 75% of millennials with over $5 million in assets credit inheritance as a factor in their wealth. And according to DapperRadar.com, the top NFT collections in the last 24 hours are Axie Infinity, CloneX by Artifact. Those guys just got picked up by Nike. Congrats again to the Artifact guys. Adidas Originals, right? They had that amazing $23 million NFT drop on Saturday. They did oh so well. Art Blocks came in at number 4. The Sandbox, you know, where everybody's buying up all of that real estate, including Adidas. And Alien Friends version 2 came in at number 6. The Bored Ape Yacht Club came in at number 7. Lil Pudgies came in at number 8. The Mutant Ape Yacht Club came in at number 9. And the Inbetweeners came in at number 10. Those are the top NFT collections by volume over the last 24 hours. And let's talk about the biggest NFT pieces that sold next. I Love New York is a piece that sold on Super Rare for $346,000. That's 90 Ethereum. It's moving. It's kind of cool. It looks like something out of The Sims to me. No, this piece is actually pretty cool. You know, you can check out any of the pieces that sell over on DapRadar. That's DapRadar.com/NFT. The second biggest NFT to sell in the last 24 hours was CryptoPunk number 3750. It sold for 79 Ethereum. If you're one of those people that still can't do the conversion in your head because it changes every day, that's $301,000. Number three was Bored API Club number 3580, which sold for 75 Ethereum. Incomplete Control number 42 came in at number four from ArtBlocks. And CryptoPunk number 4434 sold for 65 Ethereum. That's $258,000. OpenSea is still the king of the castle, doing the most volume over the last 24 hours. I think that people say that OpenSea accounts for about 97% of what's happening out there. And looking at the marketplaces here, looks like that. OpenSea. Also in NFT news, CoinMarketCap had an issue last Tuesday. I don't know if you guys remember. If you're new to NFTs, I'll fill you in. CoinMarketCap, which is owned by Binance, one of the cryptocurrency exchanges, does all kinds of really cool data. They have all kinds of up-to-date market data, ticker data. It's pretty comprehensive and really, really good and fairly reliable. Well, they had a bug last week. And that bug sent some pretty astronomical figures through the feeds on popular websites like Coinbase and Crypto.com. And it had a lot of online users thinking that they had struck it really, really rich. Well, the API error was corrected and there were some apologies issued, but that didn't stop the fighting on Capitol Hill or in the industry. Crypto.com chief executive Chris Marsalek blamed popular data provider CoinMarketCap.com and said it was working to remove the unreliable price feed from its site. Coinbase Global Inc. president and chief operating officer Emily Choi also cited bad pricing data from CoinMarketCap.com. That also didn't stop the folks from Capitol Hill from noticing. Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, who's on the Senate Banking Committee, told Bloomberg in a statement last Wednesday that Coinbase, quote, owes its customers a safe crypto exchange platform instead of one riddled with outages, hacks, and bugs. Technical glitches have long plagued the cryptocurrency industry, with many exchanges often having trouble processing transactions during periods of high trading activity. The feature of anonymity that's long been a selling point and the development of cryptocurrencies has made it difficult to resolve hacks and thefts. You know, to Senator Warren's point, I will say that she's not wrong. I mean, if you've used one of these platforms and you dive in and you try to make a trade when something goes viral, good luck if you can get it through and make your money. Also, you know how it is as tech goes. These platforms blow up and they've got a gazillion new users and their customer service is lacking. I'm not going to say any names, but if someone works for one of those platforms, you know who I'm talking about. Nike just announced the acquisition of Artifact Studios, which it calls, quote, a leading brand that leverages cutting-edge innovation to deliver the next generation of collectibles that merge culture and gaming. In plain English, for people who are just getting into blockchain and cryptos, basically Nike bought an AR-VR studio. That's what I'll call it. Could we call it that? We could call it... Okay, we'll call it a design studio. Okay, so for people who aren't immersed in all that technical crypto language from the PR people over at Nike, Artifact Studios was basically a design studio, right? They designed stuff for the virtual world. And Nike bought a trending design studio to help them jump right on into the metaverse. There it is. I simplified it for everybody. Artifact was founded in early 2020 and has since made a name for itself designing and creating what it calls metaverse-ready sneakers and collectibles, all digital goods people pay very real money for. The market for virtual goods is booming and is expected to continue growing as we move towards the metaverse. The future vision for the internet where people interact in a virtual world with digital avatars. To that end, Nike seems to have big plans for Artifact and its team, which will be joining the company. John Donahoe, Nike's president and CEO, said, quote, "We're acquiring a very talented team of creators with an authentic and connected brand. Our plan is to invest in the Artifact brand, serve and grow their innovative and creative community, and extend Nike's digital footprint and capabilities." On Twitter, the startup said that it will continue to evolve its brand innovations, products, and community with Nike resources and talent. Earlier this year, the Artifact team teamed up with 18-year-old artist Fuocious to release three NFT sneakers for $3,000, $5,000, and $10,000. Within just 7 minutes, over 600 people purchased their own virtual pairs for a total of $3.1 million. More recently, the startup introduced its avatar-like project called Clone X, a joint effort with Japanese artist Takashi Murakami. Artifact calls Clone X its most ambitious project yet, as it marks the beginning of an ecosystem for its metaverse-ready avatars. And the big story that everyone is talking about is Adidas's first Ethereum NFT drop. Sportswear giant Adidas made $23.4 million in a single afternoon from its debut into the metaverse, which dropped last Saturday. And the collection's phenomenal sales volume over the last 24 hours propelled it into the top five leaderboard of the hottest NFT projects in the world right now. The NFT drop, and for people who aren't down with the NFT jargon yet, that means the sales release. The NFT sales release was a collaboration with Bored Ape Yacht Club, Punk's comic NFT creator Pixel Vault, and private NFT collector G Money. Adidas first unveiled these plans at the beginning of December when it bought a Bored Ape and overlaid it with Adidas apparel. There were a total of 30,000 Adidas original NFTs up for grabs, with 20,000 of them first offered to holders of Pixel Vault NFTs, Bored Ape or Mutant Ape NFTs, and holders of G Money or Adidas Originals POAPs. If you don't know what a POAP is, don't you worry, you're still in the right place. Launched in 2019, a POAP or Proof of Attendance Protocol is an Ethereum-based app that helps event organizers give out attendance badges in the form of NFTs. There's been over 2 million POAPs minted to date and over 400,000 wallets hold POAPs. Now, if you want to think about this in a real-world context, imagine your proof of attendance protocol, NFT, as your official attendance ticket, right? It says, hey, I can get in line or get access to get these things. And it's official. Well, that is all of the NFTAO podcast that I have for you today. I am excited to talk to artists. I am excited to tell you more news. I am excited to give you my two cents on what's happening in the industry. I am excited to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly in the industry. And I'm excited for you to get to know me. If you like this podcast, be sure to rate it and let me know. If you would like to be a sponsor on this show, you can also send in your sponsor request to nftartofficial@gmail.com. That's nftartofficial@gmail.com. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.